Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. On April 30th, around 7:12 p.m., the Eastside Party Store called after a man allegedly entered the store and purportedly declared he was going to murder his girlfriend. Stephen Orlando Emmett, 46, of Bad Axe, was swiftly apprehended by the Huron County Sheriff's Department in Verona Township following the store's alert. During an interview, Huron County Sheriff's noted signs of injury on the victim's neck. She expressed reluctance to report the incident out of concern for Emmett's well-being. On May 16th, Emmett appeared via Zoom from the Huron County Jail, facing charges including assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder by strangulation, aggravated stalking, and domestic violence second offense. Defense counsel sought the lifting of the no-contact order, and the assistant prosecutor informed the court that the complaining witness had requested to dissolve the no-contact order initially imposed in the case. Additionally, the assistant prosecutor noted that a no-contact order issued by the 37th District Court in Warren due to the first domestic violence charge had been previously amended to a no-hostile contact order. The magistrate, Jessica Testelin-Reinke, considering the severity of the allegations and Emmett's prior domestic violence conviction, set bond at $5,000 with a 10% provision. As we approach the end of the Bad Axe spring cleanup on May 24th, this weekend marks the final opportunity to join hands and spruce up our beloved community. Armed with a specialized leaf vac truck, the city is poised to whisk away nature's debris from our streets. Remember, only leaves should adorn the curbs for pickup, while tree limbs should be neatly stacked between the sidewalk and curb. As we bid farewell to spring and welcome the blossoming of summer, let's unite as proud residents of Bad Axe, embodying our commitment to cleanliness and community well-being. Together, we can transform our town into a shining beacon of civic responsibility and environmental stewardship, inspiring neighboring communities across the Thumb region. And we will be back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Here's that song again!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
U.S. Census Bureau estimates show America's Northeast and Midwest cities are rebounding slightly from years of population drops, highlighted by modest growth in Detroit after decades of declines. Government figures released Thursday show Detroit saw its population grow for the first time in decades, rising by 1,852 people to 633,218 inhabitants last year. That's a milestone for Detroit, which had 1.8 million residents in the 1950s, only to see its population plummet afterward. Meanwhile, Census Bureau estimates show 13 of the 15 fastest-growing cities in the U.S. were in the South last year, 8 of them in Texas alone. Attorney General Merrick Garland says releasing audio of a special counsel's interview with President Joe Biden over his handling of classified documents could jeopardize future sensitive and high-profile investigations. The White House has blocked the release of the audio, arguing Republicans in Congress only want the recordings to chop them up and use them for political purposes as the Democratic president seeks re-election. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson on Thursday accused Biden of suppressing the tape because he's afraid to have voters hear it during an election year. A transcript of the interview shows Biden struggling to recall some dates and occasionally confusing some details, but having deep recall in other areas. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Thursday, May the 16th of 2024. Virginia M. Bushway, age 75 of Pigeon, passed away on Tuesday, May the 15th. Funeral services for Virginia M. Bushway, also known as Ginny Bushway, will be at 2 p.m. Saturday, May 18th at the Champaign Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And Clarence Fibrance passed away on Monday, May 13th, peacefully at home at the age of 77. Visitation for Clarence Fibrance will be held on Friday, May 31st, from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. at the McAlpin Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will follow after the service at the Colfax Township Cemetery. The family of Clarence Fibrance will also be holding a luncheon to follow at the Wilcox Park. Memorials may be offered to the family in care of Robin Fibrance, and condolences may be shared with Clarence's family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.